Hey, Slow Baja friends. It's a double header, a double feature, a double whammy. Two shows, two conversations from Todos Santos from my summer recording trip with the owners of El Refugio Mezcaleria, right there behind Tecolote Bookstore. Say hello to Kate if you're in the bookstore. But Noel is just a character. He's not a chef. He's a cook. He'll tell you that straight up. He's got great stories. We had a fun conversation talking about his family and their mezcal roots and his journey. And there's some salty language. So I'm just going to say, if you're listening with young kids, you may want to save this one for later. The second conversation is with Noel and his wife, and they've just written a beautiful cookbook, The Native Mexican Kitchen. It's great stories, beautiful photographs, recipes, of course, and it really is a lovely book. So you can find that one online where you buy your online books, or if you've got a great independent bookseller, you can walk in and ask if they have it, and hopefully they'll order it for you and an extra copy or two, because it's a beautiful book. So, all right, strong Slow Baja approved on that one. Buy one for yourself and buy one for a friend. On with the show. Hope you enjoy it. Cheers. Hey, this is Michael Emery. Thanks for tuning into the Slow Baja. This podcast is powered by Tequila Fortaleza, handmade in small batches, and hands down, my favorite tequila. Hey, I want to tell you about your new must-have accessory for your next Baja trip. Benchmark Maps has released a beautiful, beautiful Baja California Road and Recreation Atlas. It's a 72-page large format book of detailed maps and recreation guides that makes the perfect planning tool for exploring Baja. Pick yours up at benchmarkmaps.com. Dígame, amigo.
Hola, uno, dos, tres, amigos.
¿Cómo te llama?
Noel Morales.
Noel. Noel de Mezcalero. Okay. Hey, Noel, tell me about your place.
My place is a little place. No, not nothing fancy, not so much fancy. It's same with my English, very rustic. But very functional, and I have amazing things. Why? Because we made it with the heart.
You know? Authentic.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't know where it's, you are authentic or you are a copy or you don't are. You know, only we try to enjoy, we try to serve, we try to have a life.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Just had a lovely sopas for lunch and a margarita. So tell me the name of your restaurant. We're here in Todos Santos. We're in the beautiful backyard of El Tecolote Bookstore, the oldest bookstore in Todos, and you have a beautiful outdoor restaurant under a tree.
Yeah, the name of the Mezcaleria, because we don't have a restaurant. Everybody say, you eat so good. Yeah, but we don't. Basically, we try to have a Mezcaleria. The name is El Refugio. You know, the speciality of this house, is the ancestral mezcal. You know, we have amazing dishes. Why I say this is amazing? Because I eat in my place. My family eat in my place. My friends eat in my place. And we try to everything are extremely fresh and extremely good. We have filter for the water. Don't worry, you know, because this is the recurring question. Every time
I'm drinking it now.
Yeah, every time the people ask me, and you water? I say, I have a system of filtration. And I hope so one day you come.
And your family has been involved in mezcal, your grandfather.
Yeah, my grand-grandfather, my grandfather, and my father in the world of mezcal. I'm a lazy guy, only I sold some mezcales, you know.
You're not making it.
No, because, the you know,
it's hard work.
Many people, yeah.
It's hard work.
Don't know. It's almost an inhuman work, you know. When you work for hours and hours, when you are in places to the, it's very hot, it's not human, you know. It's, sometimes you need to have a special passion for being mezcalero. It's not easy.
So you said you found yourself in Todos Santos by accident, in Baja California by accident. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Chilpancingo, Guerrero, but I spent 20 years in Zihuatanejo, Guerrero, you know. But I know a beautiful, amazing, incredible woman. And in love of this woman, and she say, I can don't stay more time, but I can return. Only you stay this complicated. I wanna looking for other place to we can stay together. I say, why you don't come for Baja? I say, why not? Let's go, you know. And I, when I arrive here, I have 0 pesos, only have my little backpack and one little tool box, no more. But I'm very cynic, and I love fight, you know, every day.
So tell me a little bit about your drive getting here. We were talking about this earlier. Tell me about that car and that it broke down okay. every 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes it stopped
running. We buy in Topilejo, Ciudad de Mexico, a Volkswagen sedan. It's a special version. The name is Bochonetas. This car was made it for sold cigarettes.
It's a delivery car. It's a little sales car. Yeah.
You know, we buy this car, and this car start to have problems in Zihuatanejo. We have a problem with the battery, and this problem, the computer. And we start to have a problem, you know, each 30 minutes, the car stopped, you know. And in the hills, the car go very slow, maybe 10 miles per hour, you know. And it's very, very, very hard. And we cross some states on Mexico to are very dangerous in this car. And
the narco states.
Yeah. The narcos maybe have a fucking big smile, say, Jesus Christ. You know, we run 1,000 kilometers with this problem, you know, and we have.
I thought you said you were a mechanic.
Yeah, but you know, this is a problem to the computer, you know. I know the basic things of mechanic, but when it's a computer, you need a scanner, and I don't have the scanner. I have only a beautiful lady in my side to scream the complete time because the brakes are not good, you know, when you push the clutch. The car running and I finishing the holes in the road is very ridiculous, no? And the car is very ridiculous. With one Mexican and one American person, Jesus Christ, you know? It's a great, fantastic adventure. I'm very happy with finish, you know?
I know exactly
when
what
I
you mean.
When I am in Mazatlán, Sinaloa, it's a beautiful lady to give a space for a sleep. And she recommended an amazing mechanic. You know, Mazatlán, Sinaloa, the popular cars, the name is Pulmonía. It's an open structure with the engine and the frame. It's a Volkswagen sedan. And this guy is amazing. In 10 minutes, the guy tell me, you need a new computer. Your car need a new computer. It's ready for die, you know. And this guy sold me one very cheaper. Say you can buy one for 5,000 or one to maybe function good, maybe no, for 1,000. Say 1,000, I don't have option. And I take 1,000 and I made it the Mazatlán to Culiacán in 3 hours. I say, Jesus Christ, for a sedan 95, wow. It's very, very fast, you know. When I arrive to the ferry, I'm happy. Almost I wanna cry.
So how did you start a restaurant? You said you wanted to start a bar. Okay, you didn't want a restaurant, but you have a restaurant.
Yeah, we want a bar, but in the bar, the people finish very drunk. And we feel embarrassing. Why? Because it's not the function. It's not my function in this life, you know. I want the people enjoy the mezcal, but I want the people finish happy. You know, some guys don't can find the door.
Despacio.
Yeah, you need the mezcal, you need drink slow. And you know, but in many places, it's very smart people to know everything. We call in Spanish todólogos. And todólogos say, okay, I can drink whatever you give me and I don't have problems. And these people drink very fast. You know, I repeat you is, oh no, I don't tell you. It's 5 years ago when the popularity of the mezcal go up, you know? And these people drink very fast, finish very drunk, and we don't feel happy. And we start to make some plates. I don't are a chef, I'm cocinero. I don't was going to the school. My mom and my aunts teach me, you know. I start to cook when I have 11. You know, I don't make French, I don't make Asian, I don't make USA, I don't make hamburgers, I don't make spaghetti. It's impossible for me. Why? I'm lazy, you know, and make Mexican food only.
You make what you know.
Yeah. I made everything to I know. I want to be honest, you know. I don't want to say, oh, I have the best hamburger. In my life, I made one. Why? But I can make an amazing Milanesa sandwich, you know, or Milanesa torta, yeah, you know. But this is the big lesson in my life. Only I made the things to I want, to I can, to I need to do. I don't make more. Why? Because you want to make more. Maybe you finish in something stupid and you are so ridiculous old man, you know. And it's better, don't play.
So I told you about my problems with mezcal, and you said something very profound to me.
Yeah.
The problem is not the mezcal.
Yeah, the problem are you. Yeah, when you know, I say the people, you have emotional problems, don't drink mezcal. You are extremely sad, don't drink mezcal. You are extremely bored, don't drink mezcal. You are extremely sexy, don't drink mezcal, you know. Why? Because the mezcal is the key for your emotions. In the end of the day, you don't finish drunk for the mezcal, you finish drunk for your emotions, you know. And you maybe made ridiculous things, and the next day, you don't have hangover because the mezcal is so pure. The ancestral mezcals are pure. You have a moral, maybe, problem because you maybe you say, or you take, or you fuck, whatever, you know.
Things can happen.
Yeah, the list is very long. Only you need follow your instincts of preservation, you know.
Tell me a little bit about pulque. You serve pulque here.
Okay, pulque, yesterday I have a beautiful conversation. Every time I tell something, I don't know, this time is a history about the pulque. Pulque is the most ancestral beverage in Mexican history. Pulque have a registers about 4,000 years, you know. Pulque is made it with maguey pulquero in the center of Mexico and in the north of Oaxaca, you know. Some part of Jalisco too, some parts of Michoacán. But basically, the best for me is in Estado de México, Hidalgo, Tlaxcala. Tlaxcala, when you have a time, have a beautiful museum of culturas populares. This museum have the history of the glass of pulque, because in the pulque everything has a history. You make a hole in the center of this maguey, you take the aguamiel, you put out, you give a time for rest for a couple days, and now after you add some rods, and you have a pulque. You know, and the fantastic thing, pulque have almost the complete protein that you need every day, you know. It's a very good, now start the renaissance of the pulque, and the young people start to ask for pulque. Why? It's completely full of probiotics. Only don't drink more of 2 liters because you clean your stomach. Next day you feel very good, but not so much. You know, the limit for a common people is 0.5 liter.
But it's fermented,
yeah.
And it's what, 1% alcohol? Something?
No, sometimes depends. The pulque have 7 days. The first day is pulque ligero, and the last day is the tlapegue. Tlapegue is the most strong, stinky pulque. It's almost vinegar. Maybe it's 20 or less, I don't know exactly. But the first pulque is... it's a strong, you know, it's not the degree of alcohol, it's the composition, you know. And the pulque for the composition, for the everything to move in your stomach, sometimes is you finish drunk with 2 glasses, you know? Depends. Why? Because your stomach accept so good. For your stomach is some plate, you know. It's not an alcoholic drink, you know. You drink and running very, very fast in your stomach. You know, but you drink the next, you are very happy. And you know, the pulquerias is the place to solve the pulque. The pulquerias is a other universe, you know, because this is the place to start the man's and the woman's to the before, to the social, the poor people in Mexico, you know. But these people is very authentic, you know. Now, more in fashion, more romantic people looking for this place and enjoy pulque, you know. We made, I think so, in December 29, I invite everybody to come with me. We made some visit for some pulquerias in Mexico City. 3 days, we visit maybe 4 or 5 pulquerias, or maybe one. I don't know how much pulque I can drink, you know, because I want to write something for this.
Interesting. All right. Well, maybe I'll go with you. Tell me about the range of mezcal here. So in tequila, you have lowland, highland, you know, fresh, aged, very aged. Tell me about how mezcal works.
Okay, we have ancestral mezcals. We have some brands too. But basically, I don't believe, honestly, maybe it's a big mistake. Whatever is my mistake. I love young mezcal.
That's the only kind to have.
Only.
That's the only kind.
Yeah. But now, you know, many brands, many people want to kick my ass, start to promote the mezcal, the añejos, mm-hmm. and the special spiritual mezcal with the 7 years in the glass. And I say, don't fuck me. You know, the mezcal is a communal product. You know, the difference in tequila, the mezcal, the tequileros have a lot of money. The mezcaleros, not so much. You know, only the big brands, you know. For example, 400 Rabbits with the Casa Cuervo, you know, or Signum. These guys have a lot. But this is not mezcal. This is an industrial mezcal, you know. But the ancestral, young. You know, my grandfather says 6 hours after, and everybody want to fuck. Yeah, because it's ready. 6 hours, only for to balance the steam. Boom. Let's go. And you know, this is other question. In the communities, the people use Coca-Cola glasses or soda glasses for put the mezcal. Why? Because these people don't have glass. You know, bottles. Sorry, these people don't have bottles of glass. Have bottles of plastic. But these don't make different the mezcal. Why? Because these Coca-Cola, whatever soda bottles. Are made it for preserve the liquid, you know, and the mezcal is good. Other thing, the good mezcales to like it have a very high level of alcohol. You put in something bad, maybe explosion and you lose your mezcal. Yeah, for this reason, some people say, ah, but this is in a Coca-Cola glass. Yeah, but maybe it's the best mezcal in your life, you know. Another thing, mezcal is between 45 to 52% alcohol. Kill everything. Yeah, sometimes kill your reputation. But it's so nice, you know.
Hey, Noel, I appreciate you making some time for Slow Baja. We're going to leave it right there on that beautiful message. So thanks, amigo.
Thanks a lot, and I hope so.
Tell people where to find more information about your restaurant and bar here.
Okay, you can find in Facebook, you're looking for El Refugio Mezcaleria, and they have the description of the place of the day. We are crazy people. We change the place every time. Why? Because his board made the same menu. I eat different things every day. I'm a very egocentric. For this reason, every time make circles in my stomach. Thank you so much. Thanks for this conversation. Right. I hope so you have many questions.
That's El Refugio. ELREFUGIO, and that's on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
And you've got a website, elrefugiobaja.com.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All
I'm
right.
Very bad for this. This is the part of my beautiful wife. I'm a pinch pendejo.
Well, I'm sorry your beautiful wife's not here, but I do appreciate you making some time for me. And it's right here in Todos Santos, folks. Slow Baja approved. I had some sopes, a beautiful margarita, and I'm going to have a little sip of mezcal that Noel's going to pick for me. And thanks again.
Thanks, Alan. See you.
We did it. Bien, bien.
Okay.
Hey, do you wish you had joined us on the Nora 500? Well, here's your chance. It's double the mileage, double the fun, double the parties, double the dirt. It is the Nora Mexican 1000. We're going to drive by day. We're going to party by night. I'm pouring shots of Fortaleza of tequila. April 30th through May 6th, 2022. We're driving the entire peninsula. You don't want to miss out on this one. Again, if I can do it in my 1971 Toyota Land Cruiser, totally stock, you can do it in any modern 4x4. The Nora Mexican 1000 is the happiest race on earth. Check it out at nora.com, N-O-R-R-A.com, or on Slow Baja. Here at Slow Baja, we can't wait to drive our old Land Cruiser south of the border. And when we go, we'll be going with Baja Bound Insurance. Their website's fast and easy to use. Check them out at BajaBound.com. That's BajaBound.com, serving Mexico travelers since 1994. So say hello.
I'm Rachel Glick. My husband and I run El Refugio Mezcaleria in Todos Santos.
Your husband, my old friend, Noel. ¿Qué onda, amigo?
Okay.
Hey, well, we're here at your restaurant in Todos Santos, El Refugio, and you've produced this beautiful book, The Native Mexican Kitchen, A Journey into Cuisine, Culture, and Mezcal. Now, Noel, since we're practically old pals now, you've told me your family come from a family of mezcaleros.
My father ran in the business for some years. Only one day I'm tired and she started to in a hospital and say goodbye for the mezcal. Only they continued to sell illegal batches in home for, I don't know, maybe 30 years, 20 years.
So I know a little bit about tequila, and tequila, like champagne, you can only call tequila tequila if it's made in a certain region. Champagne, of course, you can call champagne if it's made in a certain region, but it's sparkling wine if it comes from the rest of the world. Tell me about mezcal.
It's the same chingadera. You know, the rich guys put the rules. The motherfuckers politics guys in Oaxaca say, mezcal is of Oaxaca. And we lose everything to, we give chance for everybody to use the name. And now only United States in this country can use this name. But mezcal is made it in 22, only money. Money, money, money.
Yeah, so your experience, you came from Guerrero, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, the state of Guerrero. So let's get on to how the two of you met and your journey to this book.
Uy, it's the rich idea. I'm a natural lazy guy.
You know? But these are all your family recipes.
Yeah, but you have a recipe, maybe you don't have the intention. You know, I love it, the very simple things. Extremely simple. Sometimes maybe I'm lazy. You know, and rage, I speak with somebody and this person are interesting in the book, and Rage is amazing for writing things. And Rage say, okay, we made the book. And I say, yes, okay, we made it.
I think neither of us had any idea what it entailed to write a cookbook. It's not like writing a novel or even a regular nonfiction book, because recipes are like, I mean, aside from translating them from Spanish into English and from metric into, you know, U.S. measurements, there's the, like, checking that the recipe is right and then checking it again and checking it again and checking it again. And, you know, suggesting where people can get ingredients if they can't find what's in the recipe. And, you know, there's so many details in it that it was a much bigger project than either of us had imagined.
So, Rachel, you've had a pretty interesting travel work. We had a conversation yesterday, and I was just sort of blown away by where you've been, what you've done, what you've accomplished. And here you are in Todos Santos, which is a beautiful town, Pueblo Magico, and you've got this stunningly photographed. I haven't tried to cook any of these recipes. It could be all bunk. But the photographs are beautiful, and the story of where these things come, the street photographs of what's happening in Oaxaca, in Guerrero, is also beautiful. So it's a cookbook as a storybook, as well as the recipes, of course, that you can cook. But I think I'm going to sit down and read this thing.
Oh, I hope you do. We had a literary agent approach us. She knew my writing, and she came to the restaurant and was, you know, of course, charmed by Noel. And all
he's,
the stories.
He's very charming. Yeah. He's charmed me. It's my third visit in 3 days.
We can't get rid of you.
I know. Who is this guy?
Yeah, and, you know, heard all the stories, or a lot of stories, about mezcaleros and cooks and dancers and healers and all this stuff. And she said, oh, you need to write a cookbook. And I said, yeah. And she said, no, but you put all these stories in it. And I was like, oh, okay. And she said, and I'll represent it. And I said, well, okay, then I'm sold. Because what I love is stories and sharing stories, especially about culture and philosophy and kind of worldviews. So that, for me, was the driving force behind the cookbook. And just because it's a cookbook, we had to put recipes in it. So I had to drag poor Noel into the whole process and come up with 108 recipes.
So, I mean, that's just not, it's not easy. Like, I mean, we have that binder of all the things we love to cook, all those handwritten, taped, photocopied recipes that somebody passed along to us about the best way to make this or the best way to make that. This is a cut above. I mean, you've produced a beautiful photographic book. You've got stunning stories of Mexico. I'm assuming, from the things I've eaten here in the last 2 days, that these things taste great. So, what was the timeline to making this? How many times do you cook these things?
A couple years.
How do you cook them so that they're photogenically spectacular? You know, because that's totally different than like stuff you're just going to eat.
Right. The recipes, so they're all just in Noel's head. I mean, he doesn't have anything written down. So, and he doesn't use a recipe. He just goes in the kitchen and he cooks and he feels his way through it. So, as we talk about in the cookbook, intuition is a big part of this. And so that made it extra challenging. I think it took us the whole process, well, maybe took, for the recipes, a year, year and a half. The stories took probably less than a year. I mean, you know, because we have a little daughter here, and so I have to just squeeze in the writing where I can.
I hope she's going to say hello at some point.
You going to say hi? Just say hola. No?
Say hola, cara de bola.
So back to the timeline. Sorry, she's so beautiful. I've already lost my train of thought.
It was 2017 that the agent said you should write it. And it took, you know, I had to write a book proposal and then to get a publisher. And yeah. I mean, all that took quite a while. I don't know, maybe it was a year of the actual writing and recipe process, or maybe it was less. I mean, because we had to do it while we were running a restaurant and raising a toddler.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about your restaurant here briefly. What sets you apart?
What sets us apart? I think that our intention has really always been to share Noel's culture with people. I don't think you'll meet a man more proud of his culture. and so we started with like, okay, well, we love mezcal and we have some amazing mezcals. Let's just start with that and offer a little bit of food. And, you know, we didn't care about all the, you know, how the plates looked and getting a beautiful location. We started in a place, it was a rundown house. We threw sand down on the ground and put some little lights up and got rickety old tables and cooked. And so it was really about the food and the mezcal and the stories and connecting with people. And little by little, we add the other elements, you know, like a nice touch here, there and a nice touch here. And so I think that, like, the storytelling and the sharing of the culture is what really sets us apart, as well as access to some really incredible mezcals. Just engaging with our customers, because I will be here, or more often than not, it's Noel that's here, and he'll just, you know, people ask him questions, and he'll start talking about how plates are made, or about ceremonies, or all kinds of stuff, anything related to Mexican culture, and people really love that, so.
You seem to have a little bit of a gift of gab, as we would say in the United States, a gift of gab. You're a man who can talk about just about any subject and find plenty of things to pontificate about, philosophy. We went through a lot today just making some sandwiches for some volunteers. Your yoga, you do a lot of yoga, I understand.
You know, I repeat you, it's not my intention, you know? I don't want to make it, only I made it. I don't look into V, I don't write nothing, only I...
And Noel's also maybe one of the least ambitious people I know. Not that he doesn't work hard, but he's not trying to be famous. He's not trying to be rich. He's just like trying to do something to support his family, and also is very passionate about his culture and has a gift with food, and yes, a gift of gab, a gift for talking.
Third or so generation, yeah, because mezcal guy.
In the end of the day, I repeat you, when you are, you have a very strong ambitions, in the end of the day, when you die, you go naked. And maybe you don't go happy because you want everything. But when every day is there, today you work, you say thank you, you share, the things coming. The necessary things coming, you know. I don't need a new car because I have a bocho. And in the end of the day, is this the principal idea is move it, you know. Maybe I look more handsome in a new BMW, but in the end of the day, maybe I'm an idiot.
Well, know? I'm going to take a minute and just describe. Is this your third location, fourth location, sixth location?
Third location.
We are nomads.
In 5 years.
In third location in 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful backyard in downtown, in Todos Santos, with a spectacular tree. The center of your property is this tree that creates shade and is beautiful. You've got lights strung up. It's casually elegant here. You have these huge, thick tables that are, I'm assuming it's the exact same tree that has been felled someplace and then cut in 6-inch slabs to make these tables. And then hand-woven chairs here. You've got some Mexican marvels of design, hand-woven vinyl cords. It's poured concrete and some, we would call that decomposed granite, some dirt that's nicer than dirt. And it's beautiful. It's dirt that's nicer than dirt.
I think it's actually arroyo sand.
Okay, it's arroyo sand. Well, I thought that was DG, decomposed granite, but it's lovely. You've got some light strung here, and a fair selection of mezcal that Noelle had me putting on my mosquito bite today. So it's a darn comfortable place. People were in for mezcal tasting last night. There's some crazy COVID restrictions on right now about when you can sell alcohol and when you can't. So I understand you're doing a little more daytime lunch trade than maybe might be normal.
Yeah, we were always only open for dinner with the goal of opening for lunch eventually. We just never got to it. But they put down restrictions for a little while. It was just a week of no selling alcohol after 5, and that's when we usually open. So we shifted to a 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock schedule. Now they've opened it back up, alcohol sales till 8. So, but we're gonna stick with 1 to 8 for, we only have 2 weeks left, and then we have to close to finish making this place beautiful. We still have a lot of work to do to get it to where we want. So we'll be working on that in August and September. It's rainy and hurricaney here, so we'll be closed then too. And we've got events we're doing on the West Coast for the cookbook and for the mezcal brand that should be exporting in a few months' time.
So let's transition and talk to the cookbook. Where can people find it? Or one more time, The Native Mexican Kitchen, A Journey into Cuisine, Culture, and Mezcal, with my guests Rachel Glick and Noel Morales, and they're a married couple. Met somewhere in Mexico on one of your travels, right?
Yeah, we met in an Aztec sweat lodge, actually, in Zihuatanejo.
You know, that's where most people meet these days.
Yeah.
It's like Tinder or an Aztec sweat lodge.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to go into that sweat lodge story. All right, well, we're going to go from, you've got, where do people find out about the book?
The book, you can order it on our website, elrefugiobaja.com. /cookbook.
That'll be in the show notes.
And that actually connects you to, you get like a special link and a couple extra bucks for it there. Of course, you can get it on Amazon, or I like to tell people to go into their local independent bookseller and ask for it, because then the bookseller will often order a few copies, and then somebody hopefully else will also buy it.
Skyhorse Publishing Incorporated. Beautifully done. So you'll be doing some events around that. Do you want to mention anything about the mezcal brand? Where can people find out about that?
We've been working for a while on getting all our papers to export mezcal, and we're in the last stages, but, you know, Mexican bureaucracy, it's all a bit slow. But hopefully in the next few months we'll be ready to export, and probably starting in the West Coast, I'm sure. So in September we'll be in Seattle, Portland, Sacramento, and San Francisco to do mezcal tastings. You can, when we have those dates locked down specifically, we've got a couple of them, but when they're more specific, you can look in our events calendar, or you can always sign up for our blog on our website, and that will send out an email for
and
when those dates
one more
are
time
set.
On the website.
ElRefugioBaja.com. Refugio is
for our folks in Cincinnati.
Right. ElRefugioBaja.com.
Awesome. Facebook, Instagram?
Facebook and Instagram, yeah.
Same, El Refugio.
No, it's a little different.
All
Google
right.
it or
slow,
find it on the
slow
website.
Slow Baja, you check out the website. You'll be able to see everything in the show notes at slowbaja.com. If you're in Todos Santos, you got to ask for it. I happen to be right in the El Tecolote bookstore, checking out the book, and looked out the back door and saw this beautiful little restaurant just hiding behind a bookshop, and went in to check it out and got sucked into Noel's web of stories and philosophies and all of that.
And now he won't leave.
No, I'm leaving today, but I've spent three meetings in 3 days and had two great meals and some mezcal and learned a lot about life. So thank you, Noel, and nice to meet you, Rachel, and thanks for making some time to talk about your book and your beautiful restaurant on Slow Baja.
Thank you. Buen viaje.
Thank you. Buen viaje.
Have I told you about my friend True Miller? You've probably heard the podcast, but let me tell you, her vineyard, Adobe Guadalupe Winery, is spectacular. From the breakfast at her communal table bookended to an intimate dinner at night, their house-bred Azteca horses, Solomon the Horseman, will get you on a ride that'll just change your life. The food, the setting, the pool, it's all spectacular. AdobeGuadalupe.com. For appearing on Slow Baja today, our guests will receive the beautiful Benchmark Map 72-page Baja Road and Recreation Atlas. Do not go to Baja without this, folks. You never know when your GPS is going to crap out, and you're going to want a great map in your lap. Trust me. A lot of you have asked how to support the show. Well, you can go to slowbaja.com, buy yourself some merch, click that donate button, drop a taco in our tank, and always share the show with a friend, give it a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to, and I will see you next week.